Washington Track and Field is Steve Roth, and Steve Roth is Washington Track and Field. Today, the longtime Demon Track and Field and football coach joins us on a historical edition of the KCII Radio Coaches Corner to talk about the history of Washington Track and Field. On today's segment, we'll talk about the Steve Roth Relays, the Washington Relays, the Demon Relays, and the significance of Case Field to the track program, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the history of the Demon home meets they host each year and how they pay homage to the past. Here is Washington head boys track and field coach who's been with the Washington District since the early 70s, Steve Roth. Coach, as we talk about the history of Washington track, I want to go first to the two meets that you guys host every year. And let's start with the Demon Relays. Your time with Washington track and field, what about the history of the Demon Relays stand out to you, and what makes it such a great event here for Southeast Iowa?
Well, Mr. Dunlap and I pretty much started the meet. It's a co-ed meet. We've always had the Washington Relays. We needed a, and then we had the girls meet. I just thought it'd be really cool to have a co-ed meet. And Mr. Dunlap, which was an excellent AD, we got together and decided that it was always about demons around here, and it still is, Demon Nation. And we stuck it together probably 15, might be 20 years by now that we've had the Demon Relays. We started with six teams. Six girls, six boys, and again, like anything else, everybody loves to run here. We do. My guys and ladies do a fantastic job of putting on the meet, and so we've gone up to probably 10 or 11 teams each now. So this year is supposed to be at least 10 teams on both sides, I think. So with the computer age and everything, you can get to a meet in 3.5-4 hours easily. And like I said, a couple, three people out of the press box, and my workers are outstanding. And I know Stephanie and I love hosting this meet. And it's co-ed meet, and everybody gets to watch it. You know, it's both sides of the field.
Coach, you had mentioned the Washington Relays. I know that we know them now here over the last couple of years as the Steve Roth Relays. For you, what's it like to have your name on an event?
Well, it's very humbling. They thought I was going to quit. I fooled them. And my AD now, Mr. Van Wilden, keeps threatening me if I don't. They're gonna go back to the Washington Relays. And I said, well, whenever you decide, I'll quit to keep that. It's very humbling, and it's very cool. I mean, I feel very blessed. I've had had some outstanding people to work with here in Washington the last 44 years, and I just enjoy it tremendously. And I'd like to be around for a while yet if I could. So, humbling—that's the best word I can say. It's humbling, and very, very proud of it myself. Yes. When I started. Story from 44 years ago when I first took this job in early 70s. My AD was Tom English, and he just came up to me. I'd never met him because I got hired by I was an elementary PE teacher, and I got hired by him, and the AD would have to be gone, so I was passing out gear to a sophomore football for sophomore football, and he came up and congratulated me and said, "You're the new head track coach," because when I was first applied for this for Washington, it was sophomore football, assistant track, and eighth grade wrestling. That was 44 years ago, and I just was told that I was the head track coach because nobody else wanted it. And he says, "Your main responsibility is the Washington Relays. You have 20 teams." And I looked at him, and I was young. I was 20, 21, 22. And it's like, oh, really? So that's just. I love telling that story because since then it's been, we're still back to 20 teams again. We're still keeping it at 20 teams, and it rolls along. It's tough that we have it that first meet of the year, and Mother Nature's the one that has to cooperate with us. And I think in the last 44 years, I think we might have missed one, if possibly two, not having it. That's how we've just kept it rolling. And like I said, we're up to 20 teams, and it's such a special event because, again, my workers are so talented, and they just make it all move and roll along. And I can't thank them enough. How I've had the same people run the same events for years and years and years, and they just do an outstanding job.
Coaches, we're talking about the Washington and now the Steve Roth relays. One of the things that stand out to me whenever I've been there at Case Field covering the event is the history surrounding the event. As you mentioned, the story there with Mr. English and getting things set and taking over that meet, what you've added to it with the history aspect of the different events. Can you tell our listeners, if they've not been there or if they have been there and seen this go on, the different presentations about each event? Because you've got some historical figures that are part of those events.
We do. And that's why I think that's really very, very cool. Gene Turner, ex-track athlete back in the day, he was the first one that was. There's an event named after him, 400 Gene Turner. 400 or 800, like I said, nothing's in front of me right now, but most of it top of my head. But he was an outstanding runner back in the day before I got here. An event's named after him. John Sproul was an elementary principal, a great starter for us. Started a lot of track meets forever. John Sproul, 4x8 relay. We have special medals for every one of these people that win in this event. Doug Dunlap, again, talking about Doug Dunlap, my AD for years and years, outstanding. We have an event 4x4 for him that I kind of named him after people that enjoyed the events. That was really cool about it. Kurt Jensen was an ex-coach of mine. Passed away just all of a sudden, and enjoyed him so much. He was involved in everything, the baseball coach and everything, and he did coach track and field for me. We had the long jump named after him and the demon relays. Kelly Slapko was my first superintendent. He was an outstanding superintendent, and named, he was a great track guy. He's on the Drake Relays committee, worked Drake Relays at the finish line, and the 200 dash is named after him. Ernie Beanblossom was an old track guy from back in the day that had a lot to do with me and keeping me going and just giving me different aspects of the track and field. And we've named an event after Ernie Beanblossom. And just been down, then Coach Mines named the 4x1 after me, also with the relay, so that's really cool. And I get to present the awards. But last year was kind of unique because I had Mr. Dunlap, Mr. Sproul. They came out and they got to present the awards to these people. And it's just so, so enjoyable to see the smile on their faces presenting this award to these young guys. And the history of Washington and track and field, and it's been, we're not done naming them yet. I know Coach Van Walden, a little irritated with them all with different medals, but he has to pass them all out too. But it's worth it. The kids enjoy it, and that's the history of Washington track and field.
Coach, you and I, in each interview, it seems like we do during track season, but especially those weeks where we've got the home relays, a home meet, talk about what track and field is like and at Case Field and what a special place it is. When you think of Case Field, what makes it so special for you, for Washington, for the community?
I just think it's an outstanding, I just think it's home. I mean, this is my 44th year of coaching, and I coach football for 35, and I've coached track and field for 44, and that's where I spent three quarters of my time when I had been in Washington, is on the football field or on the track. And I went through thousands and thousands of athletes, and I've just enjoyed it. The community is so uplifting that it's just been a pleasure You know, I've never gone to my job not looking forward to some event. And track and field's so much different. It's kind of like wrestling, you know. It's still a team sport, but you're still an individual. And that's what's really exciting about it, because when the individual competes and gets better each week, or has a chance to get better each week, that he has something to strive for. And it's very important to me that they are successful and in some aspect and take it on to their, you know, because we're just a stepping stone for their life, if that makes sense. And we want to be successful all through life, and hopefully they picked up a few things from us. I've had outstanding assistant coaches. I've had probably 50 coaches that have been through that I've had as assistants, and they've moved on and done some great things that they've left me. But it's not about the coaches. It's about the athletes, and the athletes are so important. I mean, all my coaches have always treated them like their own kids, and they are our kids. And like I said, Casefield is like home. It's like home to me.
That concludes our Washington Demon track and field segment with longtime Washington Demon boys track and field coach Steve Roth. This segment presented by Washington State Bank, Chuck Cycle, Associated Insurance Services, Federation Bank, and Griner Auto Body and Griner Towing, your auto specialists. We'll be back with more right after this.